Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Todd McClary of the National Puzzlers League. I said, think of a place where a plant might grow, in two words, spoonerize it, that is, switch the initial consonant sounds, and the result will name another place where a plant might grow and a plant that might grow there. And then the plant might grow in a flower box. Spoonerize that, you get a bower, which is a leafy place where flowers might grow, and the flower flocks.
We received just under 400 correct responses, and the winner this week is Harry Phillips of Solon, Iowa. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How'd you figure it out?
It was the first thought that came to my mind was flower pot, and I did that and it didn't work, and I said flower box, and I got it instantly.
There you go. I hear you've been playing the puzzle for a while.
I have. I'm a retired teacher, and I used to use the puzzle as an incentive for my students. I'm a language arts teacher. I would post the puzzle on Sunday night, and the first person who got the answer would get a great prize, and I would show up sometimes on Monday morning, and there'd be a group of kids like waiting for me.
I love that. That's amazing.
And sometimes they had the answer before me, and sometimes they answered as well.
Aw, what was it like when you finally got the call?
Oh, it was very exciting. Been waiting a long time for this, yeah.
So here we go. Will, take it away.
All right, Harry, every answer today is a word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are R and C, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels. For example, if I said to happen, you would say occur. All right, we'll start with five-letter answers, and the first one is capital of Ghana.
Accra.
Accra is right. Number two, about, as before a date that's uncertain. You'd say blank, 1200. It's a Latin word.
Ooh.
It means around a certain date.
Circa.
Circa, there you go. Bravo. One spreading news in colonial times.
Town crier.
A crier is right. Now we're going with six-letter answers. Occupation. So teaching was your...
Career.
Yeah. There you go. Career is it. Here's your next one. Elaborately ornamental style.
Rococo.
That's it. Journalist Katie.
Curie.
Almost.
Curic.
Curic is right. Ancient Roman statesman and orator.
This is a...
Ancient Roman statesman and orator.
Cicero?
That's it, Cicero. And now we're going for seven-letter answers. One who transports documents.
A courier.
Courier, is it? Partner of Ives in old lithography.
Oh, courier.
That's a different courier spelling of courier, right? Verizon or AT&T.
Carrier,
is it? Here's another vocabulary tester, native of Rio de Janeiro.
Not Brazilian.
That's in general. Someone from Rio in particular.
A Rioer.
Okay. I think I'm going to tell you this one. It's a carioca. Carioca.
Well, of course.
Carioca.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Here's your last one. It's a two-word answer. And your clue is a vehicle in the Indianapolis 500.
A race car.
Good job.
Great job. How do you feel?
Oh, great. I'm glad it's over, yeah?
You did really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Harry, which member station do you listen to?
WSUI, Iowa City.
Harry Phillips of Solon, Iowa. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Think of a country. Embedded in consecutive letters is a well-known brand name. The first, second, eighth, and ninth letters of the country, in order, spell a former competitor of that brand. Name the country and the brands. So again, a country embedded in consecutive letters is a well-known brand name, and the first, second, eighth, and ninth letters of the country, in order, spell a former competitor of that brand. Name the country and the brands.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.